All right, folks, it is, we're in the middle of an election year. Obviously, everybody knows this. And this is not just about politics, but I was watching television today, and I saw a news piece on Hillary Clinton, and she got a little emotional over, I don't remember what it was. It was just, I guess, the whole election. A lot of pressure out there for her to become the first woman president of the United States. And she was the, you know, I guess the leader in the polls for a long, long time. And now she is getting her ass kicked by Barack Obama. And so today, I think all the pressure got to her. And she had a very emotional press conference. And let's listen to it, and then we'll discuss this. Here it is, Hillary Clinton almost completely melting down. Earlier today.
You know, I have so many opportunities from this country. I just don't want to see us fall backwards. You know? So. You know, this is very personal for me. It's not just political. It's not just public. I see what's happening. And we have to reverse it.
All right. All right, gang. It begs the question, though. How far back has Hillary Clinton moved the women's movement back? How many years? Is it 10 years? Is it 20 years? Is it 50 years? This woman was ahead in the national polls. She was ahead in almost every state. And now we're looking at the New Hampshire vote tomorrow, and she could possibly lose that to Barack Obama. And I think it's just it's really bad vibes for women here. She went into Iowa, and Iowa has a population of 95% of the people who live in Iowa are white. And overwhelmingly, they chose a black guy over a white woman. The black population in Iowa is 2.5%. Nationally, it's 12.8%. And everybody said no. Everybody said, you know, we're going this Barack Obama, who I actually happen to like. But here's the question. Who, you know, you got Britney Spears, you've got Ellen DeGeneres, you've got Hillary Clinton. A lot of crazy, crazy activity out there for women lately. I don't know whether the press just sort of shines a light on crazy women or whether women are starting to feel the pressure of being in corporate America and running for politics and not being able to handle the pressure. I don't know what it is. But here's the question. Who is responsible for setting the women's movement back more than ever this year? I mean, you got obviously you got Britney Spears, who is involved in a complete meltdown. This woman, I believe, makes $750,000 a month. I think she's worth north of $60 million. I would bet she's worth close to $100 million. She's got two great kids, and this woman cannot get it together. So, I mean, you know, listen, this woman has had every chance, you know, in the planet or on the planet to try to turn her life around. And the courts have, you know, taken her two kids from her. I mean, how does that happen? Where a woman who makes $750,000, probably worth $100 million, and the courts take your children away. I mean, how does that happen? Plus, you got Paris Hilton, who is, you know, recently out of jail. And again, a very, very privileged white woman sitting in jail for, close to a month. I don't know how that happens. All right, gang, in your opinion, who is setting the women's movement back more than all the other chicks? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, we also have Ellen DeGeneres. Everybody remembers Ellen and her big breakdown over the dogs. Maybe it's Ellen. Maybe it's Ellen who has, I guess, had a dog and adopted a dog, couldn't handle the dog, gave it away to somebody else. Then the adoption agency said, we're taking the dog back. And Ellen went on her show and had a sort of a very public meltdown here.
You know, people say to me a lot, how do you do this show if you're in a bad mood? Or how do you do the show if you're sad? Or don't you have bad days? And, you know, I'm a human being and I have bad days and I have sad days. But when I walk out here and when y'all cheer and when you're here to dance and here to laugh and I know I make people happy, it changes my mood. I come out here and I can do anything because of the energy I get. But today is a hard day for me. Today is bad. And I am not capable of coming out and pretending to be funny and on when things are going so terribly wrong right now. God, I'm so sorry. I'm just not able to pretend. So I'm going to tell you the story. I'm going to get over it, and we're going to have a good show, and we have a great show, so it's going to be funny, and it's going to be everything that you turn the show on for. But here's what happened. I love animals. I love animals. And I rescue them, and I've adopted so many animals and found so many animals' homes over the years.
Animals.
And on September 20th,
I
adopted a dog from a rescue organization here in the area, and I got it neutered, and I got it trained, and I paid my vet extra money to take it home to let it sleep in the bed with him that night instead of a cage. I spent $3,000 on this puppy to acclimate it, to train it to be with our cats.
Jesus Christ.
And it just was too much energy and too rambunctious. My hairdresser, who I see every single day, she and her husband have two...
That's sort of like you, Jerry. You see your hairdresser every day, don't you? Is it every day, every other day?
It's every other day, actually.
Little girl is 11 and 12 years old. They were just looking for a puppy. They have a dog.
Right.
And they said, we love Iggy. Can we have Iggy? Iggy has been with them for 2 weeks. I get updates every single day and pictures every day of how happy Iggy is and how much their daughters love Iggy. The organization contacted me yesterday and said, how's Iggy?
What's
and
his
I told
name again?
Them the truth.
Iggy.
I didn't lie. I said, Iggy has a great home. Well, I guess I signed a piece of paper that says if I can't keep Iggy, it goes back to the rescue organization.
Doesn't matter.
Which is not someone's home, which is not a family. These two little girls had bonded to the dog. I thought I did a good thing. I tried to find a loving home for the dog because I couldn't keep it. I was trying to do a good thing. And because I did it wrong.
Heidi, please.
Those people went and took that dog out of their home and took it away from those kids. And I feel totally responsible for it, and I'm so sorry. And I'm begging them to give that dog back to that family. I just want the family to have the dog. It's not their fault. It's my fault. I shouldn't have given the dog away. Just please give the dog back to those little girls. I'm sorry. I didn't call you. I'm sorry. I did the wrong thing. Just
Are
give
you
it
serious?
Back to the family.
Serious, Dougie.
Please.
All right, there she goes. So he got Ellen DeGeneres, Britney Spears, Hillary Clinton. And then you also have that crazy dog lady. This is not a very popular one because she's not really a national figure. But remember this the show Wife Swap, where you know they swap wives and one wife goes to the other crazy house and tries to put it together, and the other wife goes to the other nutty house. And the one wife went to the other house, and while she was gone, the other wife let her dogs out in the yard, and this lady went absolutely ballistic over. Dogs.
My dogs are not inside. They have to stay inside.
Why?
They're adopted.
They're living
No. No. No.
Oh, man.
They're not inside.
Okay. All right, gang. Is it society that is breaking these women down, or is it just that there's so many outlets where you have these, obviously the internet, and you have, these magazine shows that are highlighting these the crazy women. But it does seem like they're not handling the pressure like guys do, which is one of the reasons why I'm very nervous. I'm a very old-fashioned guy, but I'm very nervous. Like, for instance, I was on Alaska Airlines flying from Oregon down to Los Angeles, and I happened to look in the cockpit as I was, boarding the plane. And I look in there, and there's two stewardesses in the cockpit. And so I said to one of the other stewardesses, I said, hey, where are the pilots? And she says, those are the pilots. And I'm like, oh, boy. This is going to be the end of me. Because if anything happens to this plane, these two will start kibitzing and yenting it up. And I want guys in there pressing every single button until that plane slams into a mountain trying to get it back together. And I was very nervous the whole flight back. You know, I guess, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, you know, I was raised differently. All right. Who's setting the women's movement back here, gang? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Beverly in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
All right.
Good. I'm a Navy Gulf War I veteran.
Look at you.
Thank you. And
what'd you do in the Navy?
Corpsman, medic.
Wow.
And at that time, women weren't allowed in combat, and that was the first time they allowed five women, and they were Air Force pilots. Needless to say, women just should not be out there, and because of the fact they can be, you know, tortured, raped, and et cetera. So that's, I might piss off a lot of military people, but I really don't care. That's my opinion. And my big thing was seeing Hillary cry. It really absolutely set the mindset of why the military doesn't want women in those positions, because of the fact they get too emotional. And, right. You know, I mean, again, I probably would be sad, too, and maybe I would cry. But that's why I don't think America's ready for a woman president. I love her to death. I'm not sure we're ready for Barack Obama either. I love him, too. But I'm a nonpartisan voter, and I'm not quite sure. I'm in Edwards' camp right now, but I'm not sure how that's going to work either.
Yeah, but you seem like, I mean, you were probably under more pressure in the Navy during the Gulf War than Britney Spears was in Malibu.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. I mean, but it's just, again, you know, her privilege growing up, which, you know, Hillary has that too, privilege, and, you know, but the point is Hillary should be seasoned to that, and she shouldn't have, she should not have broken down and cried.
Right. What ship were you stationed on?
Actually, because of the fact women weren't allowed on ships back then, I was basically at Mare Island and then Balboa Island. So,
wait a minute. Back in 1991, during the Gulf War, women were not allowed to serve on ships?
Absolutely not.
Is that right?
They did it. Absolutely. In fact, they did a test. They put five women on ships, and three of them came off pregnant. Two of them came off very wealthy. And I'm not joking. That's an honest-to-God truth.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So they put three on. They put five on. Three were pregnant. And
three came off pregnant, and two came off very wealthy and STDs. Hey, if you're on a ship with 5,000 men, why not?
Yeah, I know, and 5,000 horny guys, too, because it's not like there are 5,000 60-year-old men who are having to take Viagra.
These are
19-year-old guys who just, you know, can have an orgasm looking at you.
Oh, trust me. And they called the corpsman, which I didn't know until I saw my old roommate after 10 years.
Right.
We were in Great Lakes, Illinois, and it was a nuclear sub-base, and they had the corpsman working at the Great Lakes Hospital. And it turns out our schooling, the area, they called us core horse. And I never was a part of that. I was like, what? We're called core horse? And she goes,
good.
Yeah, because, you know, we could totally get laid anytime we wanted because we were the only women on base.
So it doesn't even matter what you look like.
Oh, no, not at all. If you're out for six months, uh-uh.
Right. Now, what is the punishment if they find out that you guys are doing that out at sea?
Well, the two women that came off with the STDs and stuff, they were given a discharge.
It sounds like they were given a discharge before then.
That's true.
And what happened to the three pregnant women?
Well, at that point, you could opt to get out, and they opted to get out.
Yeah,
so,
that's how you get out, though. You get pregnant.
Well, yeah, but now you can't. You have you can be on maternity leave for 4 months, but then you leave. And when during the Gulf War, I had a friend who had just had a baby, and she was entitled to 4 months, and she only took two, and she was sent off onto the Mercy ship in the Gulf with a two-month-old at home. And
wow.
The captain was amazing, and he got her back, and it took a month to get her back, but that's what happened. He said, this is not right. Women should not be out there, especially if they have babies. So,
well, God bless you.
It's just too much. I mean, not saying that, you know, she wouldn't be a great president. I'm just saying that this does not look good. And
women
when I saw
cheap.
Her,
Right. Well, also, I mean, she only lost one caucus. Actually, two. I guess she lost. I don't know if she won or lost. I believe she lost in Wyoming as well. But in the big one in Iowa, she only lost one. And she got very emotional today. I guess it's a lot of stress. I mean, listen, when you're running for president of the United States, you're probably up for 20 hours a day, maybe 18
Absolutely.
Hours a day. And you're constantly eating with people and having lunch with people you don't care about. You're talking to people and trying to convince them to vote for you. Most of the people who show up don't like you. Most of the people in the country don't like you. And it's a real pain in the ass. I don't know why anyone want to do it. And you have to be in the best shape possible to run for president of the United States. I mean, look at this guy, Mitt Romney. He's suffering from some kind of radical cold. And you know what they did? They showed him all day. And like the heathen I work with, Jerry Wischowski, he's shaking hands and rubbing, you know, holding babies all day. This guy has probably gotten 15,000 people in Boston or in Massachusetts or New Hampshire sick today.
Well, I agree with you. But the thing is also in the military, we had boot camp. We were up, you know, we used to have an hour sleep a night sometimes, and we would complain. And they'd say, did you read your contract? We're like, no, that thing's like 500 pages. And they're like, well, we are entitled to give you 15 minutes of sleep a night. That's all we have to give you. So guess what? We did our stuff. We did our stuff right. On an hour sleep a night. And that's
amazing.
What you had to do.
Well, I tell you, you probably kicked ass. How long did you stay in for?
2 years active, 6 reserve.
Good for you.
And then called back.
I tell you, if you ran for president, I'd vote for you. Hold on one sec. Oh. We're going to send you something here. Robin B. Hood, the Ultimate Edition DVD includes 10 deleted scenes. Wow, look at that. 10 deleted scenes?
Jesus Christ.
An all-new interview with Jackie Chan and more. Get your copy today. That's Robin B. Hood, man. Look at that. All right, who's really setting the women's movement back here? First of all, you got Britney Spears, then you got Ellen DeGeneres crying. Here's the Britney Spears conference. I think it's the press conference with the Music Awards where she tried to make her comeback. Listen to this woman.
Like, I don't know why everyone's being so mean, y'all, about, like, the VMA Awards. Like, all these people all of a sudden are saying, like, oh, my God, like, Britney was lip-syncing. It was so bad. Like, Britney's lip-syncing job was so bad, y'all. My lip-syncing job was really good, y'all. Like, I worked really hard to sync that up, y'all. And, like, I danced my heart. Well, okay, I didn't dance, but I moved and, like, jiggled my heart out, y'all. And, like
I get OJ's
on stage, y'all, like, that comedian Sarah Silverberg is, like, saying all that stuff about
Silverberg.
Me, y'all. Like, why would
Silverman.
You say that I've accomplished everything I'm going to accomplish in life, y'all? Like, I got kids, y'all.
I have no idea
like,
what she's saying.
I got kids, and I'm going to be a superstar. A superstar. Sorry, y'all. I'm just, it's a champagne, y'all. And I just want to say, y'all, thank you so much for welcoming me back to the spotlight, y'all. And I just, I really love being here.
Wow. Doesn't matter.
She goes. Look at that. All right. Let's talk to Ulysses in Temecula. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Are you there?
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on this. I just got out of a 2.5-year relationship.
Right.
And I just want to be quick, but the first year and a half, everything was cool. Then all of a sudden, she just started drinking heavily. By the end, she was just hitting the bottle every day, no disregard for the kids. Would forget to pick them up from school. Just crazy stuff. So much stuff that I thought I'd never see. But...
Wait, this is your wife?
No, this is a girlfriend.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But I'm just saying, it was the same exact behavior. Everything that Brittany's doing right now, I've already seen, already lived it. Maybe not on that type of a money scale, but it got to the point where I just had to, you know, I call it canceling your contract. I just had to clip her and let her go. Because it was just dragging me down, but, you know, 2 or 3 months, if she can't check her behavior and get it back, she'll be dead. Another Anna Nicole.
Yeah, I think you're right, buddy. We thank you for calling. Yeah, I can't imagine when the court says, you know, 10 times or 8 times, I don't remember what it was, if you don't stop effing up, we're going to take your kids away from you. And yet still, completely effed up. The kids were taken away. And the cops were called because they thought... That the kids were in danger. That Britney Spears was about to kill her two children. So I don't know, man. It's a mess. All right, who's setting this women's movement back? Everybody, Is it Hillary Clinton? Is it Britney Spears? Ellen DeGeneres? How about that chick on YouTube? Remember her? The chick that was really defending Britney Spears? Maybe it was her, too. It is 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman. Whitman will be back tomorrow. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Malibu Dan and his friend Nate are coming in. That's
Are you
always
serious?
I'm serious, Doug. It's always a fantastic hour. And it is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
What you don't realize is that Britney's making you all this money, and all you do is write a bunch of crap about her. She hasn't performed on stage in years. Her song is called Give Me More for a reason, because all you people want is more, 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 more! Leave her alone! You're lucky she even performed for you bastards! Leave Britney alone!